Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What do you think about Dr. Anthony Fauci? Should he go or not? Well, we're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, that's an easy question, Matt. I got an easy answer for you. Yes, he needs to go.
Well, our team has been investigating Dr. Anthony Fauci for more than a year. The U.S. House Intel Committee for the Republicans have just released a statement saying, quote, there is overwhelming circumstantial evidence to support a lab leak as the origination of COVID-19. Now, in April, in fact, April 27, 2020, we sent out an email. And the email was, quote, did Fauci pay to create the crisis in China? Close quote. That was our email. And that was Liberty Counsel Action that sent it out. LCA was one of the first in the nation to expose Dr. Fauci using tax dollars to fund the Wuhan lab. That is the most likely source of the COVID-19 virus. Well, within days, Fauci publicly attacked our claims. The National Geographic quoted him on May 4, 2020, as saying, if you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it is very rare. It is very, very strongly leaning toward this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated. Everything strongly indicates that this virus evolved in nature, and then jumped species. That's Fauci. That was in May of 2020. Facebook censored us and anyone else that tried to make a connection. PolitiFact did their so-called fact-checking. They said, oh, this is false. Now Facebook has had to reverse course. They're not going to censor any more connections or links regarding Wuhan and Fauci's funding and the virus. PolitiFact has now archived, taken offline its article that said this was false, and even Fauci has now had to revise his fabricated lies.
Well, you know, you had Dr. Yan, who is a virologist from China, who said early on, and she wrote a study, she said SARS-CoV-2 is a product of laboratory modification, which can be created in approximately 6 months using a template virus owned by a laboratory of the People's Liberation Army. So, i.e., this virus is used what they call gain-of-function experiments to make it a bioweapon. And then you had Facebook and other media trying to censor her and saying her statements were wrong. And now they've had to come back and retract those.
Yeah, in 2014, a Chinese virologist, Dr. Shi Zhengli, was working on a joint project at the University of North Carolina in partnership with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security shut down her research on bat coronavirus due to the extreme risk it posed to health and safety. But that didn't stop the doctor from China, who then relocated the Wuhan Institute of Virology to that particular institute as head of the Center for Emerging Infectious Diseases. Her program included what you just said, gain of function, mm-hmm. which engineers a virus to be stronger and more deadly. Dr. Zhengli then co-published a paper on bat coronaviruses. Meanwhile, you know, the House Intel report reveals that U.S. diplomats caught this Wuhan lab not following necessary safety protocols, risking the accidental outbreak of a pandemic. And that was in 2017 that they were caught. The U.S. government has banned funding for risky gain-of-function studies. However, here's Fauci. Between 2014 and 2019, Fauci directed the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease to illegally award a total of $3.7 million in grants through the EcoHealth Alliance to study the risk of future coronaviruses emergence from wildlife using in-depth field investigations across the human-wildlife interface in China. And that's according to the Washington Examiner. Bats are one of the main foci or focuses of this organization, at least $600,000, funded Wuhan Lab's research on bat coronaviruses. We now know that there are three lab workers that got infected working in the same lab in October, November of 2019. This was before it was stated that the coronavirus originated from a market in Wuhan in December of 2019. So we know that three lab workers got infected before this happened in the market. They're all in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're working on bat coronaviruses. They're working on gain of function to make this virus more deadly, more contagious. And Dr. Fauci is funding the Eco Health Alliance to ultimately funnel money into China on this very issue, knowing that it is illegal to do so in the United States of America.
Yeah, he could be, you know, Fauci can be considered the father of the COVID because he has been working on this and he is funding it with your and mine dollars.
Yeah.
But when he's publicly confronted with a question, he blatantly lies about it.
Yeah. And again, the three lab workers, they were hospitalized at least in November, by November of 2019. They were actually hospitalized. They got that ill. They all had one source. That's the lab. And this was weeks before the highly publicized, quote, first case, close quote, in Wuhan's open market in December 2019. Now, this lab, you know, has been caught lying about its direct ties with this high-level leadership in the lab. The lab actually has high-level leadership connected with high-ranking communist China parties in the military. So these are military people working with communist China that are now high-ranking in that military under communist China, and they're now working in that same Wuhan Institute of Virology lab. China has boasted, you know, how it became stronger because of COVID by holding medical supplies hostage from countries in need. You know, we have an explosive study now that's come out by a British professor of oncology, Angus Dahl-Glesch, and a Norwegian scientist and virologist as well. Both of them claim in a paper that has just been released that there is scientific proof that COVID-19 was artificially created in China. They said, quote, the unique fingerprints, close quote, indicate that it could only have had an origination in a laboratory. They go into more detailed explanation about that. Now, here is something that is moving forward. I think, frankly, Fauci should be fired.
Yeah, he is the highest paid government employee. And granted, he is making a lot of money off these COVID injections. But when he has been asked if there is any evidence to suggest that therapeutics like HCQ, ivermectin are effective, which they are, he denies that because he makes no money off that.
Right. And here's the thing. In 2005, Dr. Fauci was both chief of the lab and director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, which is an institute within the National Institutes of Health, NIH. The NIH published in the Virology Journal how research showed, again, this is 2005, chloroquine, which is a form of hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, is a, quote, potential inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. It also goes on to say, scientists, and I'm quoting, may have found a treatment for a deadly new MERS coronavirus, according to a 2013 USA Today article. In the same article, Dr. Fauci encouraged immediately using this treatment on the MERS coronavirus, which included hydroxychloroquine, according to the Free Republic, even without trials. In 2013, Fauci said, quote, if I were a physician in a hospital and someone were dying, rather than do nothing, you can see if this works. And they did. And coronavirus has been clearly shown to be amenable to HCQ treatment. In other words, the efficacy and safety of this is well known. Fauci knew it. But then in 2020, when President Donald Trump mentions HCQ, guess what? He comes out and says, oh, no, it's not effective. Dr. Harvey Risch, an MD and PhD and epidemiologist and dean of Yale School of Public Health, who has published more than 300 medical works, said in 2020, in the fall of 2020, that HCQ was effective against coronavirus. And back then, about 100,000 people have unnecessarily died because they have not been properly treated with it. Fauci needs to go. Go to lcaction.org/Fauci. lcaction.org/Fauci. And sign the petition. Send the facts. There is a new bill that's just been introduced into the United States House, and it's to fire Fauci. He needs to go. lcaction.org/Fauci.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.